On the eve of a possible war, the Arab world remains staunchly opposed to an American invasion. But while most Arabs voice great sympathy for the people of Iraq, there is little public support for Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. As NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Beirut, that's a change from the past.
On a recent weekend of anti-war protests, marchers here split into two camps, divided over the issue of Saddam Hussein. One group of activists marched toward the city center, waving banners and signs opposing a U.S. attack on Iraq. But when asked, protesters, like Arabic teacher Nizar Awad, stressed their distaste for the Iraqi leader. "We're against all dictators and not with Saddam," says Awad. Marching from a separate location, also toward downtown, the second group shouted their support for Saddam. Most of these protesters were members of the pro-Iraqi Ba'ath Party, as well as several pan-Arabist and Palestinian groups. Yet even in this crowd, many said they didn't necessarily favor Saddam's policies, but rather felt compelled to support him in the face of a possible U.S. invasion. "We have some concerns about Saddam Hussein," acknowledges retiree Ibrahim Juma. "But as long as Saddam is forced to fight America, we're with Saddam to the end." But as the Iraqi leader faces one of the greatest challenges to his rule, the lack of Arab public enthusiasm for him is notable. Rami Khoury, executive editor of the English language newspaper The Daily Star, says it's in stark contrast to the last Gulf War in 1991. At that time, says Khoury, Saddam was admired by many Arabs for building a powerful and prosperous nation and was cheered for launching Scud missiles at Tel Aviv.
"This was a very powerful symbol for many people in the Arab world who had felt that the Israelis and the Americans who were supporting the Israelis had humiliated all of the Arab peoples, not just the Palestinians, for decades and decades. And finally, here was one Arab country that was prepared not only to talk big, but to actually fight, to fire missiles at Israel."
But today, says Khoury, Arabs are increasingly disillusioned by what they recognize as Saddam's brutal and oppressive leadership. There's also growing recognition, says Khoury, that Saddam's policies and military misadventures, like his 1990 invasion of Kuwait, hurt the region badly, both politically and economically.
"So I think there's a lot of rethinking going on in the region about the role of the Iraqis in pan-Arab issues, the nature of the Iraqi leadership and the political system, Saddam Hussein's own personality and style. All of these issues are legitimate issues for rethinking and analysis now."
Among Arab leaders, Saddam is increasingly viewed as a liability, say analysts here. His traditional allies, like Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, who hailed him in 1991, have not come to his defense. Some, like the Saudis, have talked about his overthrow. American University of Beirut professor Yahya Sadowski says at this point, no Arab leader would be foolish enough to incur America's wrath by sticking his neck out for Saddam.
"When he was big and powerful and popular enough to throw his weight around, people had to tolerate that sort of thing. But now that he's backed into a corner, you're not going to see the other rats scrambling out to offer him any cheese."
Still, as much as Saddam is disliked, analysts here say most Arab leaders would prefer to keep him in power rather than face a potentially destabilizing war. And many ordinary Arabs, like protester Najwa Bazzi, say America simply has no right to interfere in Arab affairs.
"Because we don't have the democracy in our country. But it's not the task of the Americans to make the democracy in our country."
"We don't have democracy in our country," says Bazzi, "but it's not America's role to change these regimes. It's our role." Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.